Tigers at Indians fans showing their support for manager Terry Francona. Not with the team on Friday. Top two, it's an ex-Indian that has a milestone moment.
And he sends a soft liner to left. And that's career hit number 2,000. And the fans here are some coming to their feet. And this is really neat. Congratulations to Victor Martinez. The pitch. A swing and a long drive to right. There she goes. Gone.
Swung on and missed. Ewan got him to go fish. Swing and a miss. Boy, Carlos Carrasco strikes out the side here in the fifth inning.
One for two, a single. The pitch, and he hits one high. He hits it deep. Matuk is back. Track. Wall. Gone! 1-1 delivery to Lindor. Swung on line to right field. Down the line, fair ball. It'll scoot to the wall. Gomes scores. Kipnis around third, coming home. Lindor on his way to third. Kinsler's throw to third. He's in, standing with a triple.
The Indians win on Friday in a big way, 11-2 over Detroit. Carlos Carrasco wins. He's now 10-3. He's 5-0 over his last six starts. He beats the Tigers for his second straight start to improve to 3-1 against them this year. It's another offensive explosion for the Indians. They pick up an 11-2 victory on Friday over the Tigers. The last three games, the Indians have produced 44 hits. Francisco Lindor, another big night with three more hits, and he talks about his performance.
Lots of fun. He's got 10 wins for a reason. He's been doing a great job, an outstanding job this season. He's helping us win. He should be, in my opinion, he should be in the All-Star game. However, he's doing a great job, and he's helping us win day in and day out.
You're an intelligent young guy. You know how people talk about you guys get big crowds and haven't played well. How nice is it to have a Friday night where you get a crowd like this, you guys get a lead, and play like the team everyone expects to see?
It's the best feeling ever. Whenever you come up those steps and you see the third deck and there's people out there in second deck and third deck, it's just fun. And that's the reason why we play the game. We play the game for the fans. We try to put up a show day in and day out and try to be as best as we can so the fans can have a blast. And we appreciate definitely whenever they come out and support us, because it definitely makes us play a little harder.
Carlos Carrasco wins. He's now 10-3 and 5-0 over his last six starts. He talks about what went so well on Friday.
You know what? There was great for everyone, you know, and just get ready for the second one next week, and we go from there.
Cubs, just win 10 games, but you don't make the All-Star team. You disappointed?
No. I'm normal, you know. I'm just happy because my files and my teammates, they make it. And I'm really happy for them. You know, it is what it is. It doesn't matter. But I'm just trying to get it ready for the second half. I think that's the more important.
What's been the key for you first half?
You know what? There was everything, like a 95% mentality. And that the rest is my body, my pitches. And I think everything was great. It's something that I learned to do it, but now just getting the same way that I did in the first half, I just want to do it in the second half, continue to do that.
Did you ever have a nine pitch inning like that before? Strikeout?
Really, no. When I came in, I just hear about that. I think the only one was Justin Matthews in 2014. The 2004, 14? Something like that.
But
that was really impressive, so they feel good.
The Indians won the game without their manager, Terry Francona. He was away from the team on Thursday after having a procedure to correct an irregular heartbeat. So bench coach Brad Mills managed in his place and talks about the whole scheme of things on Friday night.
You know, first, shoot, there's so many guys to talk about, but with Carlos, I thought it was huge. You know, we had the bases loaded, nobody out, and didn't score in the bottom of the fourth, and he came out in the top of the fifth, you know, when you might think the momentum might be swinging or something, and use nine pitches, strike out the side, and set him down. That was sure a big key. The approach that he took in that fifth inning, I can't really talk about that enough. I thought was huge. You know, we go through an inning with that we don't score any runs with nobody out. And he goes out and really does a good job of shutting him down. Doesn't let it swing back and let them get a chance. And that was sure nice to see. Offensively, Brantley had some big at-bats. Even he could have had a bigger night. But we had big hits all the way around. Shoot, Zimmer had a good night. Chiz had that big blow that really kind of gave us a couple extra runs as a cushion there. But there were some good bats. How about Kip? The way he swung the bat with those two doubles and had the two walks off the lefties. So,
the Indians are back in the field Saturday with Mike Clevinger taking the mound. Justin Verlander goes for the Detroit.